Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, Wake Up Hollywood! I'm Nikki Carulla, back from Toronto, sitting in as special guest, co-host. Say hello to Mr. Jeremy Cole.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, our studio audience already loves you!
Oh, wow, hello. Wow, attractive audience.
So, Jeremy, you have some big news.
It's been a big week.
Well, tell us the big news.
I'm a daddy. I'm a dad for the first time. Oh, my God. Oh, my breasts hurt.
You don't have to bring your baby to work, too.
I'll bring my baby with me everywhere.
So tell us about that process. That must have been unbelievable.
Well, when a man and a woman love each other very much. Oh, not the, yeah.
Not that. Not those details.
No, it was amazing, man. You go through the whole thing, 9 months, supporting my wife. Heather was hopefully listening now. Hi, baby.
What was the craziest, like she probably had some, can you give me a peanut butter and applesauce donut, please?
Dude, you just nailed it, except for the applesauce part.
Really?
Oh, my God. Peanut butter, which really, I'm allergic to nuts, so I think she just used it as an excuse to go ahead and eat all the peanut butter and the nuts. But donuts. Donuts.
That was the thing.
Oh, my God, donuts. I brought her home. You ever been to Voodoo Donuts in Portland?
Of course, of course.
My sister lives in Portland, Oregon, and she had a baby, and I came back with a whole box of the pink box of donuts for Heather.
What was the specialty donut? Like, they have, like, the Captain Crunch donut.
They have the Voodoo donut that has the – it's like a voodoo doll.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Heather's favorite is a bacon maple donut. That's the favorite.
That's classic.
Oh, my God.
I think they came up with that, too. And now donut stores across the nation are like, bacon maple, that's clever.
Well, you said it on the radio, it's real now, whether it was or not.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. It's fact.
So that was her craving.
That was her craving.
Can I have donuts with
donuts? Will you grab me a donut?
And you're like, really?
I stopped by Krispy Kreme several times.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Dude,
yeah.
You gotta eat like a champ when you're pregnant, right?
Yeah, or when your wife's pregnant, for that matter.
Well, you gotta do it too. You're like, hey, we're in this together.
Sympathy, hunger, twist pains. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so she goes into labor. It must have been emotional.
Actually, no. I hope she doesn't mind me sharing all this information.
She's like, you better not.
What's our listenership? Are there tens of people listening right now?
No, we have actually over 15,000 people listening.
Oh,
actually.
Smack. All right. Well, it's all right, if people can learn from my experience, all the better. We had a cesarean section. A scheduled cesarean section because our baby was breech, and so to mitigate risk, it's a cesarean.
That means
section.
The turnaround, or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, the baby's right? Turned around instead of the head being down, getting ready to come right down the birth canal. We're doing science with Jeremy Cole. my father would be very proud right now, the OBGYN. It was turned, and so there's just risk of the cord getting around the baby's neck other complications. And so to mitigate the risk, we did a C-section, so our baby was born last Thursday, September 10th at 2:14 p.m.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was during the day too.
Yeah.
So not like crazy random hour in the middle of the night where you're like, I'm not awake. Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. 2:14 p.m. The scariest part, you know, they I'm with Heather and we're nervous and they're prepping everything and the family's coming in and stuff, and then it's time and they're gonna take her into like the OR or whatever to prep her. That's the scariest time because she went first, and they actually said, look, you're going to sit here, and I had a great, you know, cool outfit on with the scrubs and all that, and you know, and they're...
You're like, out here!
The medical outfit, yeah, so they sit me down, and they're like, you're basically, when you're sweating and starting to pace and about to freak out, that's when we're going to come get you to come on in. So that was the hardest time, and then I went in, and from there, it was no complications, it was beautiful, you know, you hear the baby cry, and
that's crazy.
We didn't find out the sex of the baby, the gender,
Oh, you waited?
We waited. Actually, we're going to wait till the baby's five and ask it what it thinks it is. whatever it wants to be in public, you know, we will we'll accept help. No, it's we didn't find out, so it was very exciting when they said it's a baby boy.
You're just like, does he have three legs?
No. Oh, I definitely counted the fingers and the toes, though. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's, and I cut the cord.
Oh, that was crazy.
The extra cord. It's like an extra cut. It's not like you're really cutting it off the mom.
Well, but still. C-section. Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, it's still the same thing.
Blew my mind, man. It's amazing. And it's still amazing every second. You hold the baby and, you know, it's crazy because, you know, Heather, she's dark complexion.
Yeah.
And I'm blonde and strawberry blondish. And we had a little strawberry blonde ginger baby.
That's... Our audience loves that. Our studio audience loves that.
I can't get over how attractive the studio
is. I know. I mean, seriously,
incredible.
Right?
Incredible.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you. Just got back from Canada.
Yeah, Toronto, right?
Yeah, and you know what they're known for?
Being very nice and saying, eh?
Well, maple syrup. See, you get a little present. You get a little present for being special co-host tonight.
I thought Vermont was...
Muzzle.
Isn't Vermont where you go to get maple
syrup? Well, they're known for honey and maple syrup, and they're known for... some Canadian beers, which they're big on, and some other stuff.
Canada's known for Canadian beers, then?
Well, you know, they're known to Canada. They're known to Canadians.
Where they just call them beer, eh?
So I went to the Toronto Independent Film Festival. My music video got into the film festival, which was awesome.
Oh, congratulations.
Which was awesome to see it on the big screen, the whole bit. And then I played a show at this place called the Horseshoe Tavern. The coolest part of my trip, I went to Niagara Falls.
Oh, man.
Dude, that was like bucket list, man.
Isn't it Horseshoe Falls when you're in Canada, though?
No, it's called Niagara
different
Falls.
One?
There is a horseshoe. It does.
I think we're going to have to Google this.
No. There is a horseshoe that you drive around, but the actual falls is called Niagara Falls.
Okay.
But it was beautiful, man. It was like you know, you have expectations when you want to see something that's on your bucket list. The weather was perfect. I show up, and it just looked like something out of, like, Lord of the Rings, man, where it's just like you're seeing paradise. You
yeah.
know? And they took you on a boat, and you go right up to the falls, and you're literally just surrounded by falls. Oh. So I was just sitting there going, this is crazy. I mean, it was like seeing something heavenly, you know?
That's amazing.
And the crazy thing, the day before, it rained, so it was super overcast. So everybody that went, they didn't even see the falls because you just see heavy... thick fog.
It's all fogged out.
It was amazing. It was like...
But so it was clear when you went?
It was totally clear, totally sunny, and it was just like... It was breathtaking. Few things in my life, like, make me catch my breath, but that was definitely one of them. I was nice. Like... And I had been when I was three. Don't remember a
didn't
single
didn't catch your breath then?
No. I was just like, God, I gotta shit.
You're like, this makes me have to pee. Oh, we can curse here?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Oh, God damn it, shit fuck.
I was more concerned, like, where's my toy?
Right?
I need my toys. No, but, you know, it was one of those things where you see it and you're just like, there's no picture that can come close to seeing it with the naked eye.
Sure.
And just experiencing it. And then the crazy thing was actually being in the boat and going as close as
you
were.
Oh, you really go...
Yeah, you go all the way up in it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're just surrounded by it. It's like, it was so high. It was like...
I gotta imagine chills. There's like a percussive feeling to it, right?
With and you're getting sprayed the whole time. So the funny thing is, you're like
not new to you.
hey!
Oh, yeah, I got this one.
Mickey, I was gonna do one of those. But yeah, the idea was, you know, the crazy thing is silence.
How? Oh,
just kidding. It's
I
okay.
just turned it off. I get it. I'm new.
I did that right before my gig, so I was just like, can I get home by this 7 o'clock? And they were like, yeah.
You just pointed out, you're like, can I just get in that barrel?
Yeah, dude, my brother was like, I texted my brother, I'm like, dude, I'm going to Niagara Falls. He's like, don't jump down the falls in a barrel. And I was like, that would be great if they just had a little picture op that you can just sit in a barrel, but they didn't. They were like, they didn't want to cheese it up, but it was beautiful. It was one
or
of the
tempt
things.
Anyone.
Yeah. Anyways, it looks like our special guest, Yomachuta, right? Did I say your last name right?
That is right, Yomachuta.
You know, when I was reading, I was like, totally sounds like something out of like Star Wars. Yomachuta.
I think it sounds like a Japanese food. Japanese
Let's talk about your name real quick, because you have a very unique name.
Yeah, thank you.
How did you come up with that? I mean, you didn't come up with that, but how did it come about?
Well, the funny thing about it, not the funny thing, but the true thing about it is it's Nigerian. It's a Nigerian Igbo name. And the full thing is Enyomari. And it means a good friend. Because I'm a twin. Hers means good sister. Mine means good friend.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I shortened it up because it's a bit of a tongue twister for some people.
Twinning.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done. Definitely.
Who's older? Are you older than she?
By a minute. By a minute.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Barely.
I got to tell you, like I was just talking to a friend of mine in Toronto. She just had twins as well. Nice. And I was like, how did you do that? You push one out and then you're just like, all right, the next one's coming out. She said her twins were 15 minutes apart. Your mom is a champ for doing it a minute apart. Yeah. They're like, okay, you're ready. Here it comes.
I think it's actually a rapid fire setting on the uterus.
Jeepers, nice, jeepers. Man. So so you have a Nigerian background.
I do.
Both your parents from Nigeria?
Both from
That's
Nigeria.
That's amazing. That's
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
So how did you get into the music world? Like, how did you get the bug? Did your parents play? Did they sing?
You know what's funny? None of my parents actually, I mean, they're lovers of music, but they're not musicians or singers or anything like that. And, I mean, all the time growing up, I was always listening to, you know, the Beatles, listening to Eric Clapton.
Yeah. He's my favorite right now.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to a lot of R&B. I was just, I mean, I'm in the 90s era, so I was, it's not as great as the 80s.
Right.
But I was listening to a lot of music, you know, just soaking everything up. And I actually didn't, I mean, when I was 7, I got my first guitar and I actually cut the strings off of it.
So, what?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to do with it. I
You're
mean,
like, they don't need these strings.
Yeah, these strings are dumb.
So, I mean, it was pretty much useless after that. But, I mean, I didn't really play any instruments. Not through high school, everything. I played football.
Right.
You know, just as a big
What position you play?
Quarterback.
Quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Man.
I was going to guess tailback. What were you going to guess? Be honest.
What was I going to guess?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to guess.
Oh.
Surprisingly, I throw a football with both my hands.
Really?
Oh, that is awkward. Know. Like Seriously? Underhand, yeah, yeah. like from between your legs, like my grandfather used to shoot a free throw?
No.
So, yeah, I mean, after high school, I enlisted in the Navy, and that's where I picked the guitar up. That's where I picked the guitar up. I was about 20 years old, and I picked it up, and I've been rocking ever since, man.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. So it's been about 5 years now.
So what was the first thing that, like, drew you to guitar? What made you want to play?
You know what? I was with a friend. We were in San Diego, you know, driving, enjoying the you know, nice summer breeze, and he played a track for me. He said, man, you're going to really dig this guy. And I'm like, okay, let me listen to it, you know. And he turned on Gravity by John Mayer.
Oh, nice.
And ever since then, I've been hooked. I was locked into it. I heard that, and I said, hey, you know what? This is what I want to do. And I went out and bought my first guitar for $100. Nice. And
acoustic, I
acoustic,
assume?
Yes. Yeah.
This one came with strings.
First thing everybody really gets
and if you got home and cut the strings right off?
No. Didn't cut the strings off of this one.
Like, this one I'm going to use.
Yeah. So I started working on, you know, my cowboy chords and stuff like that. But yeah, I was playing it every day. I wanted to be the best. And now it's shifted into basically acknowledging that I'm never going to be the best guitar player in the world, but it shifted to wanting to be the best songwriter now. Right, I want to really focus on my songwriting.
Well, there's always like that, like, humbling, like, oh my God, I can be great. And then you hear somebody do it unbelievably greater than anything you can imagine.
Right,
like,
right.
I can be good.
I can be, I'm pretty efficient.
I can get by.
I make sound come out.
So you also went to school. Like, what made you get to that point? You were like, I want to take this seriously.
Yeah.
After how many years were you playing?
So I think I was playing for 3 years. And it was, I mean, I enjoyed my time in the service. It was awesome. I loved it. Loved everything about it.
And how long did you serve for?
4 years. Four
That's
years.
Amazing.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
On behalf of everybody.
I'm looking for the applause. Hold on. Oh, very patriotic audience. You know what? You protect people like us that, you know, we're free to be schmucks.
Yeah.
So thank you.
The people who need protection. So Mickey and I.
You should have thought of that before you had your baby.
At the same time, I knew I had to plan my escape,
right.
So to speak. So I started looking at schools to go to. I mean, I knew Los Angeles, I mean, it's like the mecca of, you know,
entertainment. Yeah.
So I knew that's where I had to be. And I was already in San Diego. So I drove down, kind of see what the area's going to look like, where I was going to be staying, you know.
Just so you folks know, that he actually, like, was driving a little steering wheel with his hands.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. It was at
10 and 2, so it was safe.
Yeah, he was. 10 and 2. I'm like, this guy's a safe driver. I would drive with him.
I'd be willing.
Yeah, so I enrolled at Los Angeles College of Music. It used to be known as LAMA. Right. And, I just hit the ground running there. But I found out, I came face to face with myself there, and I found out I went to that school to learn more about guitar.
Right.
And really find out everything that I didn't know about guitar, but I was there with people who've been playing since they were 5 years old, people who came from all over the world.
Right.
And I really found myself kind of behind there, but, you know, I always say being able to play the blues, you can basically bullshit anything.
Right.
So the alto helped me get
That's
by.
That's why I want to be a blues artist.
It's funny, it doesn't work the other way. If you can bullshit anything, it doesn't mean you can play the blues. Yeah. Trust me.
It's true. No, it's true.
I know.
That's true. That's just very true.
So I realized that I said, am I really, supposed to be in the guitar department here? I mean, should I have focused on producing? Should I have focused on songwriting? And that's where I started to kind of veer off and write my songs and really focus on my music. And of course, I mean, academically it suffered, but you know, it's something you always have is, and you stay true to yourself, and it's the
you
music.
You know, I don't know a lot of people that actually do exactly what they went to school for.
Yeah, that's
true. Went to school for opera, and I was there, and I was like, way in. I wanted to be an opera singer going to the school. Once I was there, I was like, I don't want to do this. I want to be in a rock and roll band. Yeah. I want to just play music. I want to play guitar and do all that stuff. So, yeah, sometimes it makes a shift. You know, I think you're just around the environment, and you're like, this is great, but this is not exactly what I thought it would be. Yeah. And then you start finding, you make your own tracks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So when did you start writing? You started writing songs in school?
Well, actually, if we backtrack, I started writing when I was in the Navy. And it as a 19-year-old kid, I mean, I really hadn't been through anything in my life, except, I mean, going around the world. But, I mean, no real life experiences, getting my heart broken and
the
things
real
like
stuff.
That. The real stuff.
Yeah.
The real.
The pain.
You know? So, I mean, I was just writing songs about what I thought, you know, it felt like to get your heart broken or what, you know, things like that. I was trying to decode people's songwriting, so to speak. I would look at the format, the blueprint of his songs, and say, okay, they went to chorus here. Yeah, you know, he got to chorus in under, you know, 50 seconds and things like that. So I just started writing music trying to do that. And basically, no song to me was a bad song, because I notice a lot of people try to write something when they start off early doing anything. They say, oh, this is trash. You know, it'll never be as good as such and such, you know.
Right.
But now I throw them away. But I earlier, you know, I mean, I kept everything, because you never know what, you know, at that stage what you're going to need. So. Yeah.
That's killer.
Yeah,
well, let's get to some of your songs.
For sure.
What do you think, Jeremy?
I'm down. I want to hear this.
What are you going to start us off with?
There's a song I wrote called Free Fall.
And, I love the name already.
Yeah, man.
Yo Machuta. Free Fall.
Let's dream a dream. No one knows. Think of some things others won't. Someday we'll fly, 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 fly. You and in fields of clover, you whisper to me, I just wanna show you the way it should be. And in the night, 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 they shine bright, 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 bright. Free fall for the rest of your life. If only just for a night. rest of the days we'll be calling your name. Feel I'm dreaming when you call my name, and this world I'm leaving, hope you feel the same. And when it's time, I hope you're mine, free fall through the rest of your life. If only just for a night, and the rest of the days we'll be calling your name like it was. Yeah. Feels like I'm floating above a cloud. If there is a better way, can you show me how? You won't love. Free fall of your life, if only just for a night, and the rest of the days we'll be calling your name. The rest of the days we'll be calling your name. The rest of the days we'll be calling your name. Like it
was. Yeah.
That was great.
Smooth.
Awesome.
Thank you. Know, other than Jeremy rubbing my leg during the song,
I was impressed that you actually got your shoes off like that, Nicky. I mean,
no, that was so good. You know what? You had us both. We were just like,
that was nice.
No, really, it was really just soulful, and
smooth.
Smooth. It was very smooth. Yeah, like,
and I like your guitar playing, by the way.
I really like it. Yeah, don't let any guitarist be like, you know, you really should play a diminished chord. It's cool, just like that, man. That's, at the end of the day, it should just be like, you should feel something. I felt something. It was great.
Right,
you know?
Thank you.
I love the chords on the chain on the chorus, man. That was cool.
Oh yeah,
very Mayer-esque. I hear the Mayer.
Oh yeah, thanks.
For sure.
But you know what? I hear you. You know, that was the thing that I was impressed with. It's like, I hear the influences. There were moments like, sometimes you sounded like Henrik singing. I don't know, like, if you have ever heard that before, but you have, like, some of his vocalisms.
Oh, awesome,
like that he does.
I'll take it.
It's cool. Very smooth. So, Jeremy.
You just smoke like six packs?
Very smooth.
Like, yeah, you know. That's my smoker's voice.
Oh. I like it. That's smooth.
So you're recording an EP right now, right?
I am.
Tell us about. I know it's a secret.
It's a secret?
Why is it a secret? Why are we talking it in the media?
Yeah. It's not a secret anymore.
Don't tell anyone, but we're going to talk about this.
Okay.
That's enough of that.
So, I'm recording the EP. It's called Shelf Life. And I'm recording it with...
I like that title. That's great.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That is good.
Life on the Shelf. Shelf
That's
Life.
That's right. Shelf awesome. Life.
I'm recording it with Jackson Allen. You know Jackson
Yeah,
Allen.
Of course. Very talented guitarist and writer.
Splice the Main Brace and Captain Monk. He's a killer guitar player, killer everything, actually.
Yeah, he's a great artist.
You know, great artist.
And he can draw, too. Have you ever seen his drawings?
Well, I draw, too. I didn't even know that. Yeah. I got to get with him.
He showed me, like, when I showed him my video, he was like, yo, check this out. And he did this stick figure video. Like, it was like an animation with stick figures. And he went through like 3,000 of these drawings of stick figures, and he made like an animated music video with stick figures.
Dude, that is awesome. For you?
Killer. No, for him, for his music. Gotcha. And that I was like, awesome. Dude, this is amazing. Nice. This is super rad. But you got a great producer, Jackson.
Yeah. Take care of this one.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I promised it early on to a lot of fans and friends, and turns out I didn't really know what it took to make an EP.
Oh, yeah. It's the first lesson.
Yeah. So.
Whoa, let's talk about that, man. Yeah. Don't just gloss over that. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
No, but seriously. You're like, right. And I'm like, I've made some records, but what?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, you really can't guarantee anything too far ahead because you never know who's not going to be able to be in town. I mean, who's going to be here, who's going to be there, what space you're going to get to record it in.
Do you play with a group of musicians? Are you always solo
by
yourself?
Last song you heard, it's got strings and all kinds of stuff in it. It's,
and do you arrange it all yourself and then bring them everything. In? Excuse me? Excuse me? You hire monkeys?
Rainforest sounds.
He's available if you need him.
Yeah. I can't believe that. He just comes out on demand like that.
I arranged them all, yeah.
Nice.
I arranged them all, and I heard everything in it, and that's why I really take it kind of to heart when anybody has any suggestions or anything.
Everybody has suggestions. Yeah, that's the worst part. It's like, what do you, like, sometimes you'll be like, let me show you this, and it's like finished, and they'll be like, you know, it's really cool, but you should really try the bridge. We should repeat the bridge and four times. Yeah. And what do you think?
I look forward to hearing this after you mix and master it.
Yeah.
What?
It's done.
When I said it's done?
I can't stand that. But you know what? It's cool that you are at least strong enough in your opinion to know that I'll listen to suggestions, but I won't listen to suggestions.
Well, listen to suggestions doesn't mean you take their suggestions.
Yes, that's
listen
exactly.
I mean, if the suggestions are like, you know, hey, I've been in the game for a while. I mean, I know this is going to make this record better, you know, then I'm open to taking them. But my music really sits, like, really, you know, it sits in my heart. So I really want to say what I have to say.
Right.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you, when I produce artists, I never let them take suggestions from other people. I'm dude, do your message.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever you want to say, I'll make you sound better. I'll give you my opinion on things. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I want to bring out what you do. That's the idea. It's like, that's why you make a record. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think when I made my first EP, it was like, oh my God. You just realize so many things. You're like, oh my God, this is a lot harder than I thought. Jeremy, you made records too.
Yeah.
I remember that, like, humbling. Now it's a little bit easier 10 years later, but I totally feel what you're going through because that is a big step, first of all, artistically, to be like, I want to say something and document it. Here it is. And then you, as you're doing it, you're like, this is kind of harder than I thought.
Yeah. and to bring in instruments and arrangements that aren't your own instrument that you're proficient in is just something special. I've never had that gift. I could be like, hey, I hear this. But that's as far as it went. No, it's more like zippy. I don't know. What?
I hear a glockenspiel on measure 8.
Does anyone have a seal and a horn?
Waka waka. I'm just kidding. I really should have done this sound effect, but it came a little bit late. But
That's what I was looking for.
Better late than never. Yeah, that's what I always say.
Sometimes I throw you a lob and you just watch it go by.
You know what? It's because I have to like sort through my organization on this thing. It's not easy being cheesy. So are you playing out or are you just focusing
on playing out.
Just doing the record?
And after South by Southwest music festival that I went and played in Austin, Texas, and Springboard
Very
South.
Nice.
Springboard South. I knew you played at South by Southwest many times. And Springboard South, it's actually Houston's own version. It's run by Barry Coffin, like great guys out there in Houston. I took a break from really playing out and wanted to focus on actually getting songs ready and finished for the EP.
Right.
You know, because I wanted to go in strong because, you know, you'll write music and you'll see them and then you go back and say, those lyrics, what was I thinking on those lyrics?
Yeah.
That bridge, you know, that shouldn't go there.
Yeah.
You know, and basically rearranging things
like that.
Repeat
that bridge 4 times.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I did. And now that I'm back in Los Angeles, I'm playing out. and writing at the same time and trying to get everything, you know, put out. So I just played at State Social House. You ever been up State Social House?
No.
Up,
what was that? In Hollywood? Downtown LA? Oh, it's West Hollywood. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
It's way up. Is it way up?
Way up.
On Vine? Is that where it is?
I'm not sure. It's a, it got a place called The Attic up there.
Okay.
And that's, yeah, played there, in a couple of gigs in Pasadena, things like that. And I have an upcoming one at the Republic of Pi. Note
dude,
that.
Dude, I'm there.
Nice. Note
of the
that.
Name.
Republic of Pi.
I'm sorry, did you say Pi?
It's in North Hollywood, September 22nd. Republic of Pie.
Is that pie. Pizza pie or is that dessert?
No. See, yeah, I thought it was because I thought it was pie. I said Republic of Pie. I thought it was some pizza, you know, but it's actually like pastries and pies and coffee and good stuff.
Yeah, they stamp your passport in like strawberry and apple. And,
really?
Yeah. Yes, really. Yes.
I was like,
yes,
dude,
Nikki.
Dude, maybe you just took me to my version of heaven.
Is that your stomach growling?
It's because I haven't been eating sugar for 30 days. I'm like, man, I miss sugar.
Oh, man. We have to talk about that later.
Thing. Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Wait, I hung out with you like on day two or something.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm on like day 40 and I'm ready to punch myself in the face. Anyways, Republic of Pi sounds amazing.
Yep.
Speaking of Republic of Pi, play us a song that you're going to play us at Republic of Pi.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So people can get.
For sure.
They can get the pie before the pie. They can have their pie and eat it too.
Would you like a side of smooth with your pie?
That's right. I like it. All right, what are you going to play us?
This one's called Waiting on Time.
I love it.
Yomachuta, Waiting on Time.
Back and forth on my bedroom floor. I can handle this, I know, but I could use a good cry for now, for now. The clock strikes 12 and then it starts to take a toll on your heart. If I could only ease the pain you feel somehow. Here it comes again. Caught up in that same love game again. And I can play the fool for our time. And I can take the red for the lead. But it's more than just a time. See that time is all you need. It's more than just a lie, yeah. Waiting on time. Some said it would take some time. Didn't think it'd take all my life. How long's it bore to wait, to wait? So here it comes, my friend. Caught up in that same love game again. And I can play that fool for our time. And I can take the red for the lead, but it's more than just a time, yeah. See, the time is all you need. It's more than just a lie. Is it more than love I see? As the lonely days come for me, and I can take the red for the leaves, and it's more than just time. See, the time is all you need. It's more than just a lie. Waiting on time. Waiting on time, yeah. Waiting on time,
yeah. Very nice.
Super.
Super duper.
So that is just super.
You
super
get
duper.
The cock.
I did not mean to be a cock.
Would you look at
no,
that?
No, that was great. That was great. Would you look at that?
Did you see that?
What?
Oh, I thought you saw the video. The would you look at that video?
No, please tell
you
me all about
go
it.
Look it up.
I want to look at that. What is
I
that?
I would like to look at that.
Tell me more.
This is exactly what was happening in the video. There's this guy. He's going. He's playing a prank on an old guy. In the whole thing, he says, the whole video is, would you look at that?
Keep saying it over
and
over.
The old guy's showing him a car. I feel so sorry for the old guy because he's showing him, and like he really loves this car. It's like, this is a 67 Chevy. And the guy comes up. He says, would you look at that? The first thing I would say is, would you just look at that? It's hilarious because the guy never gets it. And so I've been saying it to everybody.
Would you look at that?
That's going to be one of your tunes now. Would you look at that?
Just look at it.
Oh, that sounded awesome. Seriously.
Man. Thanks.
Your tune just put us in a vibe.
Yeah.
Other than Jeremy resting his head on my shoulder, it was just like...
Wait, I thought that was the vibe. I don't know about you, but I felt safe.
I didn't say I didn't like it, okay?
Jeez, Nikki.
I'm just kidding.
You're
I'm
pushing kidding. Me away. You're pulling me forward. You're just sending so many mixed signals. It was weird how the lights dimmed and all these candles showed up. I didn't expect that. No, man, I got to warn you, because like... There's going to be a lot of babies made to your music one day.
This oh, awesome.
So sexy, man. I love it.
Thanks a lot.
Jeremy's ready for number two already. He's like, oh.
Wow.
I missed.
Nikki's ready for the NBA of water bottle throwing.
People know. You know what? There were four shows that I made it in a row. It was like, boom. And I just did it like without thinking, but I'm like, I'm out of my game.
You should probably consider putting some cameras in here based on that.
People are just seeing the missed shots.
Yeah. So just so everybody knows what we're talking about, Nikki throws an empty water bottle about, I don't know, 17, 18 feet.
Dude, it more like 9.
This is further than the height of a basketball hoop without question.
Well, maybe, no. Well, I don't know. Anyways, it's a small target, and it's one tiny water bottle that I should be able to make, but I'm off my game. Yoma, where are you from originally? I don't think I asked you that.
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Okay, oh, okay. So that's where you—that's your roots. You grew up there.
Grew up, born and raised in Houston, Texas. Actually, me and from what I'm told, me and Beyonce were born in the same hospital.
Wow,
that is something to
nice.
Brag about.
That's some stuff.
Like, are you guys around the same age?
Is this not at all?
Oh, okay. Not that she's like super old or anything. I mean, I'm 25. How old is Beyonce?
17.
Just kidding. What was I going to say? Did the Texas influence have like any kind of bearing on like what direction you wanted to go musically?
It did, because I mean we're just really breaking into the acoustic part of Yoma,
right.
Shooter. You know, there's a whole electric side
right.
that I have too, and that was heavily influenced by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got some licks? You play some
T-Bone
electric guitar?
You know what? You put me on the spot.
Oh,
oh, he's pulling a pick out, I think.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's about to get real.
Yoma Chuta. Guitar licks.
Yep.
I like it.
Nice. So, yes. So, the answer is yes. I like that the answer was, oh, okay, hang on. I will play for you.
So, dude, do you know Stevie Ray Vaughan live at the El Mocumbo?
Oh, yeah.
So, that club is in Toronto. So, right before I left Toronto, I got in this cab, and I was like, yo, I got to go to the hotel, but first, take me to the El Mocumbo. And he took me to the club, and I just stood outside, and he took a picture of me in front of the club, and then I just walked up to the door, and I just like... The club is closed. It's under construction. But I just, like, put my hand up. Because, like, that video changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing that as a kid in high school and just thinking, whatever that is the greatest guitar player
yeah.
I've ever seen. And it just means more to me now that I play and I can learn
definitely,
some of those tunes.
Definitely. I saw the way he was jacking the guitar up. I never – I mean – I mean, there's people like, of course, Hendrix and The Who who've done it before. And,
yeah.
But the way I saw Hendrix, I mean, the way I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan, sorry, use that whammy and just yeah. basically destroy, have yeah. so much love for the guitar. And at the same time, you know, really destroy it and just, I mean, do the thing he did. I saw him play with broken strings.
Yep.
And still pull off Slay masterpieces, it. You know?
You know what the crazy thing to me in that video? He, like, tunes in the middle of a solo.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so fast. He's just like, and he just, it's like, you have to catch it that he does it.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, he's just a mastermind. But anyways, enough about SRV. So, Stevie Ray Vaughan obviously had an influence on you.
Definitely. T-Bone Walker. I was just so proud of these.
Is it Freddie King from Texas too?
Freddie King. Freddie King is from Texas. I was so proud to be from a place where such great musicians were from. I really decided to put some of that in my music. So yeah, that's on the electric side. And yeah.
Is that going to be brought out on the EP?
Definitely.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Definitely. A lot of R&B influences, stuff like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, where can people find you next? Republic of Pies, one more time. Say, where is it? It's in North Hollywood, you said?
North Hollywood, Republic of Pie. And, yeah, come on.
That's the way you say that. The Republic
of Pie. Republic of Pie. Like, it was public, and then they did it again.
I need to re-pie the Republic of Pies.
Re-pie.
So
that's fun.
All right. So, who are some of your other influences?
Besides the obvious, John Mayer.
Those are all good. On a side note, real quick, you said Gravity was one of your favorite songs.
Obviously, yeah. Definitely.
So I played a show with him, and he was recording Continuum at the time. So we talked for a while, and I was like, I'd seen him tour with the trio, and I was like, so tell me how you wrote that song. You know where he wrote that song?
Where is it?
In the shower.
Wow.
He told me he came up with Gravity, the melody, and he just started singing some
gibberish. That the best songs come up in the bathroom.
And the best things in life. And he just started playing.
I've written the best songs on the toilet. No joke. No joke. The guitar is just, I keep it right in the bathroom. It doesn't go anywhere. I mean, I have several guitars, obviously, but you know,
Bathroom guitar.
One's a bathroom guitar.
Bedroom guitar.
Exactly.
Nice. And your butt does all the melodies.
Yeah.
Harmonies.
Yeah. So I mean, if I have an idea, I always have my phone on me and just jot it down because, well, I mean, sometimes once they're gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and speaking of, that's awesome that you got a chance to even sit and talk with him. And
dude, I talked to them. That was my favorite conference. I've met him a bunch of times, but that was my favorite.
There's been two occasions where I...
Is there a name drop button on this somewhere?
No, I'm serious. No, really. It was,
no, I know. You seriously like, met him a bunch of times.
Well, but I've met him like probably six or seven times. Yeah. I played with him once.
Texted him hundreds of times.
No, I haven't texted him.
There's been two actual, like two occasions where I've just missed John by like seconds, and it gets me every time, and I'm just like, oh my goodness, you know. But I got some feeling we'll meet up sometime in the near future. But it's a great artist. Other artists, Gary Clark Jr.
Okay.
I just opened for him in June, man.
Nice, man. Gary Clark Jr., another one from Texas.
He's my favorite right now. Like when he plays, I'm just like, damn. Like it's, the blues is what he is.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean?
It's like one of those things.
Exactly. Coldplay, those guys. I listen to Sparks on the way here, and it just opens me up.
It's great tune.
Every single time. Chris Martin. Everybody. They're all geniuses. Dave Matthews, a lot of different.
This guy. We're like soul buddies.
While he was playing, I'm like, oh man, this takes me back to when I first met Nicky.
That's right. That's
like,
right.
I'm like, okay, one day you guys are going to be playing together for sure.
Honestly, we should play a show together because we have all the same influences. It just has to happen.
I happen to know you're also very fond of pies.
I love pies.
I got to tell you, I looked up where it is. It's right near Lancashire and Magnolia. And for the record, I've actually been there. So I'll name drop. I've been to the Republic of Pie.
What kind of pie do you recommend?
The key lime pie.
Really?
Yeah.
I love key lime pie.
Heather would love me saying that.
Dude.
She got that. She loved it.
She's probably like, key lime pie sounds good, Jeremy.
It does sound good. Why don't you grab
you
one on your
Republic
way home?
Republic pie?
You're in the valley now. Why don't you go get one on your way home? Dear you Republic
was just
of
like,
Pie.
I think I feel a song coming.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, when is... Well, I'll wait for it. When is this Republic of Pie show?
22nd, September 22nd, and it's on Tuesday, I believe. I don't even know. Tuesday, I think, September 22nd, 7.
7 p.m. Yeah. Okay. Are there other artists, or did you play a solo for hours on end?
I got about 45 minutes, 45 minute set. So there'll be other artists.
Nice.
So yeah,
sweet.
It's a pretty sweet gig. But you guys, I mean, Facebook and
What are your links? Yeah, let's talk about your links. Where can people find you online?
So they're okay,
like, I'm in Oregon. I didn't need to find them right now. I'm just kidding. My Oregonian fans are like, dude, we don't even talk like that.
No, I don't know anyone who talks like that.
So everything on there is Yoma Chuta. I mean, it's spelled
out
there on Facebook.
Spelled out, spelled out, spelled out.
Y-I-O-M-A. Last name Chuta.
Blowing shit up.
Yoma Chuta.
Drop a bomb on
Yoma Chuta.
Y-I-O-M-A-C-H-U-T-A. Yoma Chuta.
.com?
We're working on that website,
okay.
too.
All right.
I feel like a failure right now.
Oh, so it's facebook.com/YomaChuta.
Right.
Okay. Facebook is the place.
Twitter,
and all the
Instagram,
other social medias. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
It's all
you got all the social medias.
I have to.
Isn't that crazy that that's like part of
that's
like,
not crazy, that's life.
Well,
now.
I mean now, but I mean, can you imagine Jimi Hendrix like, hey man, I got a Twitter, a Twitter account.
You know, man, it's just
that was good actually. I was like, shit, this guy knows.
Him.
All right, so what are you gonna play us? I know you don't have your EP here. This guy's such a new artist. I love it. You don't even have the record yet, and I love that because you're gonna play an extra song for us. What are you gonna play us? That's gonna be on the EP.
This is actually the first song I ever wrote, and it's called Rain Wish Blues. And, it's kind of... You ever watch the Teletubbies when you were... Or your kids watch that?
What? Do you ever...
Does a fish swim?
Yeah. Do you breathe air?
That's the kind of thing I think of when I'm singing this song. And, just kind of... Over on the hill, you and your babe just on the hill, escaping everything, just living life as a Teletubby.
TV's in your stomach.
All right.
This is the first song you ever wrote.
First song I ever
and
wrote.
And you still play it.
And I still play it.
Man, the first song I ever wrote sucked.
I know, that takes balls, actually.
I hope nobody feels that
way. No pressure. Song. Hang on. If everybody listening. No. No, this, I'm looking forward to it, man.
And really
no
quick,
doubt.
I just love that your capo is pink.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you do.
Breast cancer awareness.
That's nice.
Yeah, I have a cousin. She works for the Pink Ribbons Project down in Houston,
that's
Texas.
That's awesome.
So I try to out-pink her with everything, and this is all I have.
That's do you go back solid. To Texas and play a lot in Houston, too?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Played in Houston, yeah. It was
for,
hot.
For our listeners, a capo is a little device that you just change the frets on the guitar so you can change the keys. Usually they're like black or silver, right? I've never seen a pink one before.
Pink. I haven't either.
It's pretty awesome.
I was impressed. I've been staring at it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And the capo, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, it was weird.
I'm just kidding.
Nikki's all licking it. I was like, what?
You're like, is this appropriate?
That's not the capo.
What's the name of the song again? Because you know what? And let me tell you, I'm
Teletubbies
giving you this,
on the hill.
This special drum roll intro. I don't do this for everybody.
No, but you know, it's funny that you use a drum roll intro because actually on Waiting on Time, there's actually a drum roll intro.
Nice.
On the song.
See, you know what? We're connected.
Yeah, we're connected.
Jeremy wanted me to use it like this. And this song.
Every time I hear the drum roll, it reminds me of the Smashing Pumpkins song.
It reminds you of the what?
The Smashing Pumpkins song.
Which one?
Oh, gosh.
Is that on Siamese Dream?
I think it's on Siamese Dream. I think it might be Cherub Rock.
That's my favorite record by them, by the way.
Might be Cherub Rock.
Yeah.
I don't remember. All maybe right. I'm completely wrong, and that's everyone can call me out later.
So what's the name of the song one more time?
Rain Wish Blues.
Okay. Yoma Chuta. Rain Wish Blues.
Tell me that you love me like you used to do. The only thing I ask of you, make me feel it's true. Hold me in your arms for keeps and never let me go. I want your love forever, girl. Just thought that you should know. Maybe you and me could start a perfect family. Maybe two maybe three. Teeny weeny me's in a house on the hills. On the other side of town, we'll have fun in the sun. No rainy days allowed, but allowed. Ba 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 da da. Ba 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 da. Every time I feel your skin, you know I can't resist. It really leaves no mysteries on why love exists, yeah. Remember how we used to talk about this every day, on the phone from dusk till dawn. This is what I'd say. Maybe you and me start a perfect family, maybe two, maybe three. Teeny weeny me's in a house on the hills. On the other side of town, we'll have fun in the sun. The rainy days allowed, allowed, allowed. Loud, loud, loud.
That was beautiful.
Woo! That was joyful. That was joyful.
Way to send us out, man. That was
yeah. And that man, I had some moments in there. I got a little verklempt.
Oh. Did you hear what you're talking about? The baby?
Yeah.
Having some teeny weeny use?
Oh, man, I heard it. I got a teeny weeny mini me. And I'm talking about my son. I cut Nikki off because
I'm talking about my son.
Yo, man, well, I don't know how we made it through this whole hour without mentioning Jack Johnson, by the way.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of Jack Johnson on that one.
Awesome. On that song.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's been great listening to you and getting to know you a little bit here.
That was awesome. Yomachuta, facebook.com/ Yomachuta, YIOMACHUTA. On behalf of Jeremy Cole.
Yo, thanks for having me, man.
Of course.
Shout out to Emery Bear.
You passed the audition.
I love you.
You can come back.
Thanks. I'd love to be back.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Thanks, dog.
I'm supposed to say you can be mine, man. No. Top Gun, man.
Sorry.
Well, on behalf of Jeremy Cole, Eddie Pence, who's missing in action, I'm Nikki Carrillo. We'll see you next week. Wake up, Hollywood.
Listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carrillo and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.